When you see a strabismus, ask yourself six questions. First, are the pupils equal? Are they equal in size and caliber, telling you about the parasympathetic nervous system supply? Are they symmetrical, i.e. are they aligned, which will tell you about the muscle or the lesion of a nerve? Number three, is there ptosis? So is the sympathetic chain being affected from T1 plexus? Number four, is there nystagmus at rest? So is there cerebellar disease, such as square wave jerks or oscillopsia? So example number one, before I go on with any of the others, is if you have a dilated pupil that is deviated laterally and inferiorly with ptosis, this is a third nerve palsy. If the pupil is spared, you might think of medical causes of third nerve palsy, which would be in diabetic ocular motor palsy, which would often spare the sympathetic supply because the peel vessels perfusing parasympathetic fibers are unaffected by the diabetic microangiography. Hence, the pupil is spared and the palsy is a partial palsy. So, another thing you can do at this point is check saccades. So, fixation of rapid eye movements and the fast phase of the optokinetic nystagmus, which equals simultaneous eye movements. So, you're looking at both eyes, and are they able to jump from position to position without any oscillation? So, saccades is driven by two things. Cortically, by the frontal eye fields, and subcortically by the superior colliculus. Pathology, it's seen as an imbalanced vestibular plus brainstem, or MS, you can get it in. So question number five, is there nystagmus? Question number six, is there diplopia, one stick or two? And does it occur side by side or one on top of the other? So horizontal would suggest that there's a third nerve or sixth nerve palsy.